This is the Gold Coast's 92.5 Triple M with another Flan, Ally and Spider podcast.
It's the breakfast show you can hear every morning at 5 a.m, 92.5, the Gold Coast Triple M, Flan, Ally and Spider.
Yeah. New show.
Yeah.
Called Parental Guidance.
Yeah. Who do you think to be the best parent in this room?
Ooh. None of
us. I don't know. Yeah. Oh. I don't know. It'll
That's
be
one of
tough.
The toughest questions you can ask, isn't it?
None of our kids are in jail.
Yeah. I understand. That's no, good. Look, we've got That's Gold good. Coast kids and none of them have stolen a car. So we're going okay.
Yep. They're the kids we know about.
Yeah.
Oh.
What do you reckon?
I think really we'd all be quite similar in
parenting style.
I do. I think we'd all have a bit of disciplinarian in us.
Yeah. Okay. Out of the four of us, who is a disciplinarian?
Me.
Are you?
100%.
You know
but
what?
That doesn't mean that I'm an absolute tyrant.
No.
But what I don't cope with is bad manners and
disrespect.
And disrespect.
Oh, I like that.
And like just being selfish and too lazy. I mean, they are. We know that's inevitable.
Yeah. Okay. Who's the biggest soft touch in the room?
Oh, Flan.
Oh,
absolutely. Flan, are you?
Lucky guess, Mol. No, I'm not. I'm not a super soft touch, but I tend to be good cop rather than bad cop. Lisa's strengths as a parent match my weaknesses as a parent, I would say.
Yep.
And that is organisation, for one. I don't read the emails. Believe it. You won't
really?
Believe that.
Yeah.
No, you won't believe that, but I don't.
No.
From the school. And she's incredibly well organised in that way. And so we balance out and
what do you bring to the party?
The money.
Yes.
No, I've always gone from a position of love. I had a terrible upbringing, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
And so I never wanted it to be reflected in any of my parenting. And every time I see it, I panic and I go, I reckon they're in no doubt that they're loved. We were able, and we didn't really afford it very well, but we were able to stick with Lisa being with the kids, and that was a big deal. I bless radio for that. You know, I love paying my bills by telling jokes, but I think the ability to have one of us with them full time was a big deal to us.
In the early years.
It was a big deal to us.
Yep. Yeah.
And I wish that the world had that choice. The world's so expensive now, everybody needs to work. And I find that the biggest shame of all.
Well, very similar to us.
Get the kids working as soon as they can.
Yeah.
So
well, that's probably a good idea. I had them packing shelves at 4.
Yeah.
So
I sent them down the coal mines. They were FIFO.
So Cherie is your wife's spider.
No, she
would be tough.
Yeah, she does everything.
No, Cherie's not tough. We've had this conversation before. She lets Boston...
She's a helicopter mum. There's no doubt about it. But, you know what I mean? To have stepchildren too, though, and to be able to embrace them and, you know, help them through any issues. A lot of them, you know, my daughters will ring, you know, Cherie before they ring their own mum in certain situations.
Yeah.
So, but for me.
That's what I mean. She's the softie, isn't
that's
she?
That's brilliant.
You're the harder one. That
she is, but she can be hard, but then I'm pretty soft. I'm pretty lenient. And then when it starts. When it's no more, like, the fun's over.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, my God. They know.
Do you ton of bricks then?
Oh, yeah, the kids just freeze. They're like, all right, and they just go and do whatever. Like, it takes a little while.
Really hard to imagine, although I've seen you play footy, and I saw you get annoyed with some people then.
Yeah, and it's just, it just slowly builds up. And then when I say, nah, this is how it's going to unfold, and then bang, they do it.
Like, if the girls want money, they'll come and see me.
Yeah, right.
Because they think, like, Steve's probably firmer in that regard. Although, mind you, Steve will go and he's random. He's all over the shop. You know, he'll go to Overflow and buy the most ridiculous things, spend $200 on stupid hats.
Wigs.
Just because.
Yeah.
Well, how lucky am I?
Come on, talk to us.
I've got kids at home and you three are my children at work.
Oh, my God.
Can we judge your parenting?
Yeah, come on, Al.
Yeah, no, how would you judge your parenting, Al?
Yeah, go on. Yeah, the way you treat us.
Yeah? How would you describe it?
I think you're a bit of a helicopter parent.
Well, I think tiger parent.
Tiger, like a tiger.
Yeah, I reckon you would get exasperated with your two teenage sons, because I reckon they'd pretty much at the stage where they're just telling you how it is.
Yeah, they strut.
And then you'll get to that point where you'll have your falling down moment and lose your shit. And then just be going, you disrespectful
you've
little.
Been, peering through the window again.
I think it's every window, Al.
Yeah, it is.
What I just heard is every single window.
Look, Ali, just delving into your life a bit more, you share a house with your ex, and it's very adult of you to do this, but it brought up the question, can you bring home a new date if you were dating, which you're not? Can you bring home a new date to the house that you share with your ex? It's a weird one.
It is a weird one, and what was really wonderful, because people are interested, they're like, most people are like, how can you live with your ex? But we had a wonderful lady, Denise, call through.
Yes.
And she's doing exactly the same thing.
That is coming up in this podcast. We dim the lights and we get a waft of Serenity Safe Harbor. Serenity will be joining us in this podcast as well.
That waft is sandalwood and sausage from a service station.
It's unique. Yeah. Spider, you spray, which what should be one of the great competitions the world has ever seen. But it's fallen down.
Australia, we should be embarrassed.
Yeah, you described it as the most un-Australian thing you've ever heard of.
Outside of the guy who invented the Hills hoist, struggling for money. Absolutely.
Okay. I almost forgot, Ali.
Oh, no, yes. You didn't. You had it under control. Forgot. You were faking us.
Two questions for the 6:30 AM 92.5 Triple M $1,000 minute go.
Okay, your name is your buzzer. Incorrect answers only. Let's go.
All right, here we go. What is the capital city of Denmark?
Pork sausage.
No, incorrect.
Denmark?
Yeah. Okay.
Copenhagen. Isn't
beginning
it?
With.
Helsinki. Yeah, yeah, well done.
Yes, well done,
what
Spider.
Was it? Copenhagen.
Yeah.
Copenhagen. Next question. The Burley Bears and Southport Tigers play which sport?
Netball.
It could probably be netball, but
rugby league. Rugby league. Ned Kelly was a famous Australian what?
Painter.
Bike rider.
Bush ranger.
Well done, Spider.
Okay, I'm just being
the
normal.
Only serious person
it's
in the room.
Hard for you to do.
All right. What sport would I be doing if I was a world champion and my name was Mick Vanney?
Beach volleyball.
Incorrect. You'd be surfing.
Yep.
That is all we have for this Flan, Ali and Spider podcast. Enjoy.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ali and Spider podcast.
That's a waft. That is a waft.
Yeah, I didn't like.
Sorry, Serenity.
Don't worry about it. It's
Byron
a waft,
Bay's,
all right.
Byron Bay's original hippie, Serenity Safe Harbor.
Thank you for dimming the lights, Peter Spider. I appreciate your effort.
Thank you.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Ali. It's so nice to see you back.
Thank you,
albeit still a little bit icky, aren't you? You can hear, oh, listen to that. Oh, boy, just barely here, aren't we? My adopted Rainbow Province name is Serenity Safe Harbour, defender of the spirit realm, and Queensland state-level hacky sack whacker. I should, for full transparency, reveal that I was, for a time, known as my own twin sister, the divine herbal healer, Seremedy Safe Harbour, and I was Graham Thompson of Yatla, but meh. It was as Seremedy, the divine herbal healer, that I humbly saved Ali Plath's life last week, and I don't think that's exaggerating. I responded to Ali's psychic distress call. You missed a week of work. When I first saw Ali, I had to hide my repulsion, and, that's please. There you go. Listen, I had to hide my repulsion, and then you got sick. It was awful. We'll double down. I mean, put yourself in Ali's shoes. You have a big family. You can't cook. You can't clean. You can't do the washing. You're pretty much useless, and then you get sick, as I say.
Oh, Serenity.
But we hit it off, didn't we, Ali?
Did we?
Don't talk. Save your strength. That's the way. Ali was so very ill, she could barely lift her head off the chocolate box. And if it wasn't... Honestly, if it wasn't for the coven of not-for-profit witches in Byron Bay, Ali might well have gone over the Rainbow Bridge where the bad puppies go. Do you know what I mean? As Seremedy, I conducted an emergency sound healing circle when I saw how advanced your illness was, in conjunction with the not-for-profit witches, at the Mullumbimby Tuesday Night Bucket Club, sold a record number of Tim Tams, and a series of fundraisers, and then all of the witches and the wizards and the druids. They annoy me. Yeah. Their poultices, potions, ointments, tinctures, spells, incantations, curses, and hallmark cards seem to have got you over the line, haven't they?
They certainly have.
Shazam, it went.
Oh.
Our medicine got rid of that hacking cough, that burning itch, the uncontrollable flatulence. And
I was going to say, that's still there.
And that roasted Bratworth breath that would knock a buzzard off a poop truck.
Yeah.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Hey, can I bring something up? I found really interesting yesterday. Well, we have a meeting, team meeting after our show every day, and we're chatting, Ali, and, well, I hope you don't mind. But we're all different.
Too late. Yes. I hope you don't mind too bad.
Because we all live in different situations at the moment.
Oh, yes.
Okay, Flan's got, lives at home, wife there. Daughter's just moved up to Brisbane. For me, I live here. My wife lives in Melbourne with my young fella.
Yep.
And you live with your ex, Steve, with the kids locally here.
Yes.
And we got onto the situation saying, well, does that really hold you back from living your life if you wanted to find another relationship?
Mm.
Because it got to the point where you said, well, you explained, you'd be uncomfortable taking a new partner back home.
I just wouldn't. Yeah, I would find that. To be honest, Steve and I, we've actually never discussed. People always want to know. We're curious beasts, aren't we?
Yeah, well,
and they're like, oh, you're seeing anyone?
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, is Steve seeing anyone? And I said, well, you know what? I actually don't know. I haven't asked Steve. Because I just think we don't need to ask each other those questions.
We were both concerned that you, both of you, can't move on, but maybe you don't want to right now.
Well, imagine me, okay, trying to get in a serious relationship with someone, but I'm living with my ex-husband. Mm. The number of times that I've been asked, people will say to me, oh, so do you and Steve, you know.
Would Steve, okay, if Steve met a new girl.
Yep.
And you're having a barbie on a Sunday, would you feel uncomfortable with her coming here?
Look, it depends how far down the track their relationship was. If I'd met her and she was a lovely person, I would actually have no problem. I think that's so much better for all of the kids if you can be friends.
All right.
If they'd, say, gone on a holiday to Cairns and were totally out of the house, I would not bring another man back to my house.
That's the difference between you and perhaps me and Spider, whereas I'd be like, hey, Lisa, this is my new friends, Cinnamon and Paradise.
Okay, Flan.
G'day, Denise and Eleonora. What would you, in this situation, do you think you can invite a date over?
No, I've got the exact same situation.
Oh, do you?
Interesting.
So you live with your ex, Denise. How long have you separated for?
2013. However, he did move out for 8 years and live with his auntie, but then eventually she sold her house. She passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, wondering about it, being able to come back and see her because the kids were still at home. And I said, yep, we always got on. Neither of us have ever had another partner. So, yes, it probably is hard to move on. We're not separated financially or in any other way either.
Yep.
Not divorced. And people go, well, what about you two? And I go, nah, it's gone. But we get on and the kids love it and we live in the same house. And when the kids probably move on one day, we'll probably do something about it. But in the meantime, I'm in the exact same situation. I can't believe somebody else does as well. Exactly the same as Ali.
It's an amazing story. Denise, when your ex-husband asked you to come back, how long did it take you to make the decision? Did you need a day? Did you know immediately?
Oh, no, I wasn't happy about it at first. I'm going, oh, I don't know, it's been too long and everything. But he just said, well, I'll come and stay for a while. And the kids were going, let's stay here instead of having to have, his own place and everything and the cost now and all that good thing. I went, whatever. So,
how old are your kids, Denise? How long before your kids are sort of adults?
Okay, they'll probably go soon. My daughter just turned 18 this year and she's at uni now.
Yeah,
and my son's only 20. He's still at home doing some work. But, look at the cost of bloody, and even trying to get a place to rent. So they're at home and they'd probably be there for a little while longer. My daughter wants to do uni and stay at home until she's done that. So.
All right, Denise. Well, look, I've got a great idea. Well, your kids are going to be off your hands quicker than mine. I'll just come over to your place.
You're welcome anytime. I'd love to have a glass of wine with you.
Oh, yeah. I would love that, Denise. Yeah, I would love that.
Might not be just a glass. So
it'll be 7 in the morning too. Don't worry about that.
Thank you so much for ringing and sharing that with all of us, Denise. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast. Spider Spree.
To the Baking Association of Australia.
Uh-oh.
You know who you are, the BAA. You are an absolute disgrace.
Oh,
the BAA.
Open the shoulders immediately.
This is embarrassing. I am embarrassed right now to say that I'm an Australian.
No.
What?
Over the last couple of days, they've had a competition called Australia's Best Pie.
Oh, here we go.
The Aussie Best Pie.
This is
300 bakeries have all put in their pies. And we think of some of the great pies around here. Main Beach's got a great pie. Yeah.
Shadows Pies and Cakes at Miami.
Yep, Foster's Bakery, Yatla, Horner's. You got so many.
Goldstein's.
Goldstein's.
Two yes. rippers at Mudraba.
Even 4 and 20, one of the great pies. You go to the football and you're eating a 4 and 20 pie and you're going, you know what, I'm at the footy, I'm watching one of the great Australian loves sport, and I'm eating one of the great Australian loves, and that's a pie.
Yeah, good morning to all the girls at Gumnut. Yeah. They listen to this show.
Absolutely. Yes. But if you work at the Baking Association of Australia, put your head down and walk in shame.
All right.
Because, have a listen to this. As I said, 300 bakeries, 300 different pies, and they give this pie the victory.
This year, they did it again, winning with a curried fish pie.
A what? No, a what?
What was it?
What was it?
Curried fish pie.
A curried fish pie.
Curried fish pie.
This is Cambodian. What is that word? We're Cambodian.
Cambodian.
Yeah, that's it.
You
inspired.
Got it. Did well.
Inspired. Okay. For me, no. Okay. If you've got a pie, if you are judging the best pie,
curried fish pie
in Australia. Okay. That means if it's got pepper, no. If it's got mash, no. Mushroom, no. Red wine, you no. All right, vegetarian, no. Curry, no.
Curried fish pie.
We are judging.
Yeah, that should be the unique pie category or something.
We are judging straight out pies.
Yeah.
We are talking meat pies.
Yes.
If this pie hasn't got lips and snouts and hooves and boobs and back ends and front ends, it's not a pie.
Curried fish pie.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so.
You ever seen a fish with boobs?
No, I haven't. Ooh. But.
I reckon I'd remember.
A fish.
Winged keel.
You don't have fish pies, okay?
No.
That's just
not
fish.
In a pie that's, judging no, competition. Yeah, that's
it's
ridiculous.
Called fish in pastry. That's all that is. It's called fish in pastry.
Curried
it's not,
fish pie.
It's not a pie. So, to the Baking Association of Australia.
Yes, what are you going to say?
Not only are you embarrassed and you embarrassed Australia and you're ashamed and you should be ashamed, it is totally un-Australian. And I'm putting it out there. I know it's a big call, but the BAA... The banking, whatever that joint is.
Bar.
I want to sack every judge that was on that panel because you are all an absolute joke. We only eat meat pies.
You're a pack of bankers.
You've been sprayed by spider.
Curried fish pie.
Yeah.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Here we go. It's that year.
Name that year, the great radio contest that it is, and just before...
I'm slightly concerned.
No, well...
I have a lot of concerns about steam.
Yeah. You know, no, very steam quickly, if you're at a gym and they've got a steam room... No. Do you wear shorts or nude?
Oh, no.
Well, hang on.
You don't go in there nude.
Well, can you please tell Billy? He's the old fella that goes to the gym with us, and he goes to the steam room nude.
Fantastic.
And then he decides to stretch his hammies. So he's got one leg up on the seat.
Yeah, no.
So this is obviously a men's only one.
Yes.
We've got to talk about this.
How old would Billy be?
Billy's a jet. He would have to be. He'd be close to 90.
That's at an age where you just go,
whatever.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, but just as he puts the one leg up and he just stretches right.
and he then says, "G'day, spider.
Do your balls hang low? Do they wobble?"
And then after about 5 minutes, he's going, "I'll let you in here by yourself and enjoy the steam."
Well, thank you very much. Yes. You know what? It is
Shout
a good chat
Billy.
Because there's a lot of people that do a lot of socialising in gym saunas.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, men and women.
You can, yep.
The sledge box, we used to call it at the footy club.
All right. So let's get into this. Name that year. Yeah. Today is International Yo-Yo Day.
Join the amazing Russell Yo-Yo Supermatch with Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Get your official Russell Yo-Yos at Redemption Centres and join the exciting competitions.
Oh, if you had a Coca-Cola Russell Yo-Yo.
And they lit up. And you used to be able to walk the dog around the world.
Yeah, but you had to wear baggy pajamas for walking the dog. Otherwise, it could end in disaster.
Yes. So what year did the famous Russell Yo-Yo company start up?
Oh, Rod the Newsreader. I would suggest Al 1932.
No.
Ooh. I'm going to say a little bit later, Rod. I reckon it was in the 50s.
Hang on, what's your name?
Spider.
Thank you.
And I'm going to go 57.
And I'm going to go a bit earlier. So to give Rod a chance, I'll go 1931.
It was 47.
Oh, there you
yes.
go. Well done, Spidey Toot. Because Rod said 32.
Years.
What did you say?
Yeah. I'm 10 years. Rod's 15. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well done, Spider.
Thank you.
Name that year.
Over the years, Channel 10's The Bachelor has been a romantic tour de force as emotionally stunted fame hounds vie for a suitor of equal psychological damage.
Let me see you shake that booty.
Oh, my God.
So that was Margaret Pomerantz.
Oh, she is great with those reviews.
Oh, she's reviewing The Bachelor.
Gold.
Okay.
Yeah, Margaret Pomerantz. So what year was the very first Bachelor Australia?
Oh, I should know this.
It was Tim Robards.
Yeah. Yes. Spider, I am going to go, it was in 2011.
Ali.
Yeah. Anna Heinrich.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what house I was living in when it first came out.
Yeah,
okay. I'm going to say it was 2009.
Oh, Rodney, you're going to go right between the two pieces of bread?
No, Rod the Newsreader, Care Factor Zero, 2007. Yeah.
No, it's 2013.
Yes, Spider Dog.
Wow.
Yes. Go Spider.
Okay. 2013.
Oh, yes.
Can we go to the scoreboard?
Well, you've won, but do you want to do a clean sweep?
Can we go to the scoreboard?
No. Wait for it. You don't shake the Christmas presents under the tree until Christmas.
You don't have to be beautiful.
All right. How good's this artist, Spider? Who is it?
Yeah, Philly, Philly Collins.
No. Philly.
Philly Collins.
We were short of something for quotable quotes, so I thought I'd just chuck that question in.
Wow.
And you always deliver.
Have a second guess.
No, well, it's Tom Jones.
Okay, Tommy.
For a clean sweep.
Yep.
He's having a birthday.
Oh, Tommy Spider.
Okay. Yeah.
Tommy Everett.
Tommy Jones, yeah.
He was born in 39.
Ooh. Ali. Tom Jones. I reckon Tom Jones was born in 1945.
Rod the Newsreader, Tom Jones, born in 1940.
Well done.
Very close to a clean sweep, Spider. But
Spider, well done.
Now you can check the board.
Just going through the leaderboard at the moment.
Yes.
A bit of quiet on the set. Rod McLeod, you're on one. Ali, you're on one. But currently at the top of the tree, on two, is myself.
Amazing.
Take the screenshot now.
Yes.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie, and Spider podcast.